Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. A follow-up report today with Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney, who 2 years ago appointed a water management working group. Backtracking just a bit, Haney, like many farmers, has struggled through those drought years.
I quickly understood the need for water. There's a number of things that we need to continue production in the future. We need research, we need the technologies developed, but we got to have water to make it all fit. Nothing survives without water.
Kentucky, relative to many states, is water rich, but Haney, who farms in Pulaski County, says the organization's working group was looking at the big picture.
I farm and live near Lake Cumberland. We have lots of water, but the capacity to pump that and deliver it across rural Kentucky is a whole different thing.
Farm Bureau President Mark Haney says its water management working group was simply proactively examining the issue of water and its allocation in times of drought.
We felt like that we got a broad spectrum of stakeholders at the table. Everyone that had anything to do with water in this state, we felt like they needed to be at the table. So we did use a 20-person committee.
From the League of Cities to state agencies, members of this diverse committee were charged to develop recommendations to enhance the quality and quantity of water and how to handle it in times of drought. We'll be right back.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Farm Bureau President Mark Haney says its water management working group was simply proactively examining the issue of water and its allocation in times of drought.
Our goal is to be able to get adequate water to rural communities and at the farm level for production, and then be able to mitigate a drought with the appropriate assignment of who is allowed to use the water and when.
The working group made legislative recommendations during this past General Assembly, which became House Bill 529.
Our organization embraced that idea, and really we've been so blessed and so fortunate to be able to get an initiative move through the legislature, and now it has come to fruition. The first water board, a commission, has already met for their initial meeting, and actually it's off and running.
And we'll be keeping up with their work with periodic reports on this program. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.